From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Like other recent Republican candidates, Senator John McCain will have to fight hard to even get a small percentage of the black vote. Last year, he skipped out on the NAACP convention. That was before he knew he would be the GOP's presidential nominee. Yesterday, he took the mic at the annual gathering and spoke out on education. For more, we're joined by Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Farai.
Ron, the NAACP has given McCain an F grade on his voting record in the past four Congresses. Last year, McCain didn't even bother to address the NAACP. So what makes things different this year for the McCain campaign?
Well, of course, he knows now that he is the nominee of the Republican Party. He doesn't have to worry about those elements of his own party that would like to see him refuse to address the NAACP. And he is now auditioning to be president. And that means looking presidential and speaking to all Americans.
So he focused on education and he called for sweeping reforms. Let's listen to a clip.
After decades of hearing the same big promises from the public education establishment and seeing the same poor results, it is surely time to shake off old ways and to demand new reforms.
So was this an unusual venue for McCain to focus on education, particularly on school vouchers, or was this a fertile field?
I think you could probably bring this subject up in front of just about any audience. And in this particular case, you might have a kind of common enemy. A lot of people in his audience have had their own struggles with the public education establishment, to use the phrase that McCain used. So this was a possible area of rapport, someplace he could find some common ground with his audience.
Senator McCain voted against making Martin Luther King Day a federal holiday, but he apologized in April for that decision. Is that kind of a change of heart enough to impress black voters?
It's a lot like the change of heart by which he came to the NAACP this year and did not last year. He's in a somewhat different posture at this point. But he has expressed regret in the past for having opposed the Martin Luther King holiday, and Arizona was one of the very last states to come around on the MLK holiday. That was the sentiment in his state at the time. He went along with it, and he has regretted that in the past.
He lavished a bit of praise on Obama at the top of his speech. Let's listen.
He's inspired a great many Americans, some of whom had wrongly believed that a political campaign could hold no purpose or meaning for them. The success should make Americans, all Americans, proud.
Now, oddly enough, his praise of Obama got the most enthusiastic response from the crowd during his own speech. Do you think that was a bit of a blow, or... how should you interpret that?
No one wants to hear more applause when he mentions the name of his opponent than when he talks about himself, of course. But he knew this was going to be the case. I mean, the T-shirts, all the banners, all the buttons in the hall all say Obama. It's a little bit like being invited to address the national convention of the other party. So he knew he was in for that. But he also went out of his way a couple of points in the speech to say nice things about Barack Obama and to say at one point, now, I think it's great that he's come as far as he has. I hope he doesn't proved to be as successful as he'd like to be, and he got a nice little laugh for that. But by and large, the reaction to the speech was one of polite applause. Someone described it as the kind of applause you hear at a golf tournament.
So a New York Times poll this week found only 2% of blacks are supporting McCain. Swaying the black vote might be a tall order, but how might his appearance before the NAACP benefit Senator McCain with other groups or in other ways?
I think it may very well benefit him with other groups. For one thing, it would look very bad for him to refuse a second year to attend this convention. I think President Bush suffered for the 5 years he didn't show up at this convention after 2000 when he did show up for it when he was running for president. But there is an aspect here, too, of a bank shot, if you will, that he is trying to appeal to those independent voters who, while they may not ever consider becoming members of the NAACP themselves and who may not really think about the concerns of African Americans very often, prefer a president who does not openly disrespect the aspirations of African Americans. They don't want to have a sense that a president is so partisan or so racially divisive that he would not be welcome at this convention. So when the invitation is extended, they would expect their president to accept it.
Well, Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Farai.